Oh,
Good evening. Today is March 20th, 2024, and we are studying the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. This week's chapter step is Appendix 2, the Spiritual Experience, and Anne A is our speaker tonight. Thank you, Anne. And sorry, did I cut you off before? No, okay. So I'll toss it over to you. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for taking the meeting. And thank you everyone who does service and keeps us safe. What an honor and a privilege to be here with you tonight. Yes, my name is Anna and I'm a compulsive overeater from New York. And thank you, Chanel T, for asking me to share tonight. I chose the spiritual experience because I am a miracle, and I can't keep it unless I share it. And I wanted to sh share that, as Bill says in the spiritual experience, Appendix 2, the fourth paragraph. Anne here was one of the frequent who was given by the grace of God a spiritual experience. Bill had to add the appendix because everyone who until that time thought they weren't recovered because they weren't having that profound sudden change that Bill was gifted. Remember that white light? I wasn't there, but Bill says it was a white light in his room. And so then Bill also will share about the spiritual awakening. And then I'd like to use one of his excerpts from the Language of the Heart to explain more about what Bill meant by spiritual awakening. I just want to share what my spiritual experience was. April 2020, I was here. This is my loft. My bedroom is beneath me. And I was hopeless, like Bill says in his story. He was hopeless. No amount of food was doing it for me anymore. Wasn't numbing it. Wasn't enjoying. Wasn't good, even eating, stuffing my face. And I had had it, and I just came here, sat down, and my first simple prayer was, God, help me. And I became abstinent, and that was 47 months ago. I didn't realize that was a spiritual experience to get a reprieve. Because I hadn't gone through the steps. I had gone through steps 1, 2, and 3, I believe in my heart, where I also heard God say to me, OA, my higher power is God, a loving God, an almighty God, a forever God. So that was my spiritual experience. Since the start of the pandemic, I'm a pandemic recoverer. I jumped on the computer and found OA Zoom meetings here in, I'm in Westchester County, Westchester County Intergroup. I just would like to now go over to the Language of the Heart to explain about spiritual awakenings. According to Alexa this morning, she said that it meant, like, of course, waking up from sleep, being awakened to a new concept, a new awareness, and emergence of consciousness and truth. And this is what Bill says. It's his letter dated December 1957, the greatest gift of all. The greatest gift that can come to anybody is a spiritual awakening. Without doubt, this would be the certain verdict of every well-recovered alcoholic in AA's entire fellowship. So then, what is this spiritual awakening, this transforming experience? How can we receive it, and what does it do? To begin with, a spiritual awakening is our means of finding sobriety. To us, it would be abstinence. And to us of AA, sobriety means life itself. We know that a spiritual experience is a key to survival from alcoholism, for us, compulsive overeating, and that for most of us, it is the only key. We must awake or we die. So we do awake, and we are sober, abstinent. Then what? Is sobriety, abstinence, all that we are to expect of a spiritual awakening? Again, the voice of AA speaks up. No, sobriety, abstinence is only a bare beginning. It is only the first gift of the first awakening. If more gifts are to be received, our awakening has to go on. And if it does go on, we find that bit by bit, we can discard the old life, the one that did not work, for a new life that can and does work under any condition, whatever, regardless of worldly success or failure, regardless of pain or joy, regardless of sickness or health, or even of death itself, a new life of endless possibilities can be lived if we are willing to continue our awakening. And so I am so grateful for these awakenings that have occurred. I became a big book learner 15 months ago when someone from Scottsdale came over here to White Plains, New York. And since then, I have transitioned from my OA meetings to exclusively, I go to OA meetings, I shouldn't say that. I go to meetings that are exclusive to Big Book, because that book is all about love. That book is about how my higher power is working in me and has making my life happy, joyous, and free. And the most important thing that I do today is be an instrument. And I will share how I do that. But let me get back to the spiritual awakenings. I have a dear friend, she might be on. I'm so graced and so lucky with my friends that are on. I love them all and my new friends. And she was saying, have you had a personality change? And yes, indeed, I have had a personality change. I am down from my top 85 pounds. I'm sorry, I'm on a new computer, so my pictures aren't in my hard drive, but I don't know if you could see this picture. That's me with the world's oldest living yoga teacher at the time. Tao has since passed, but that was me. That was the old Ann, the old life. And I don't want to forget where I came from. So I keep appreciating the gifts that I have now. So, Ann, let's see. So these changes physically, as I just shared, mentally and emotionally. Since studying the Big Book, my heart is open. It's opening. As my friend, as I mentioned, she calls it the master electrician, which in my case is God, my higher power. And He is slowly through experiences teaching me, and I am shedding my character defects and causing that dimmer switch to glow and to be, and I am just grateful that my higher power, the master electrician, has sent so many guides along my way to help with me transforming from this old life to this new life.
That's 10.
Thank you. Well, that goes fast. My relationships have changed drastically for the better. For the better, because in the big book it says we are not a glum life, a life we're not a glum lot. To be happy is what we live for, something along that line. So on page 132, here at home I have an adopted daughter. And she was used to that very controlling mother who had to know everything, that who was very stifling to her. She's a very private young lady. She's an artist, you know. I'm by profession a teacher, different personalities, different outlooks on life, you know. And I never noticed her gifts, you know. I just saw some of her challenges that she had. You know, I viewed her with those challenges, not seeing the beautiful young lady that she was becoming, not seeing how she was growing from all the activities that her dad and I supported. Just always saw her with those challenges, you know, learning challenges. And what's wonderful is that, you know, I've had like a new set of glasses on, and I see her as a beautiful young lady. She never wanted to come home from college. Now, I've been recovered, it'll be almost 4 years, but just for Thanksgiving she spent a week with me, and for Christmas another week. Before that it was a couple of days, and she was with her boyfriend. She has a boyfriend who's in Delaware. She goes to school near there. And the same goes to her boyfriend. You know, I was respectful, but I wasn't thrilled by him. No. Why not? Because he's from a dysfunctional family. Look who's calling the kettle black. I'm from a dysfunctional family. But just again recently when I saw him, there was no bitterness in my heart. You know, before that I thought, oh, she's at this college, there's so many opportunities, you know, what's wrong with her? I would wanted her to live my life, the life I never had in college, because I was 224 pounds. I was stuffing my face Friday and Saturday nights, baking while my roommates had the guys over, and I would feed them the cakes and the pumpkin pie I would make. But I realized, you know, my past is my past, and I am not ashamed of it, because I have such a present. I have such joy now. And if that was the pain I had to pay, the pain of being a compulsive overeater, then so be it. And by the way, I'm not going back. I work really hard at my program. So those are really major changes. I buy her boyfriend all the gluten-free food. I go to specialty shops, whatever I can do, whatever I can do.
That's 15.
Woo, it goes so fast. So let me think about wrapping up, I think. So I've talked about that. I'm so grateful for the guides in the room that shed their light on the path. You know, I have changed. I have changed kind of drastically, actually. I guess I want to say my husband and I are really our best friends. You know, I was just a horrible nagging wife, and I see him with these new set of glasses. You know, I hated living here. You know, he picked it because he had to have the house. It was near the lab where he worked, and it was 20 something miles for work. I hated my commute for 25 years, hated the house. I would never come up here. It was too far to come to the third floor. This is my OA room. I love coming up to the third floor. Hated that catfish in the fish tank. It's my daughter's, because he ate my little, her red goldfish. I love that guy. I never loved a fish in my life. but I love people. Recently, a girlfriend and I, visions person, I do visions. I started coming here once a week. I'd like to keep that up. And I said Scottsdale at night. And now I lost my track because I had a senior moment. It's okay. That's okay. That's all okay. Yeah, you know, my friends, the Muggles, you know, I have better relationships because I trust them. I am not isolated anymore. And I am grateful for two sponsors. My first sponsor, the traditional sponsor, she let me go. I don't know why she let me go. She offered me her sponsor until she could sponsor again. That was about 3 months ago. In like a few hours, I got a big book sponsor. And she is just so spiritual. She couldn't be with us tonight, but she is just God. And I am just so grateful for all of you who are God with skin on, that keep helping me grow. As Bill said, spiritual awakening is that change. And I am changing whether I see it or whether someone says it to me. Mostly it's people telling me, hey, you know, I noticed this, what's going on? You know, I don't see it, but I'm just so grateful for it.
You have about a minute and a half, Anne.
Wow, it goes so fast. and you know, today at work, I teach the homeless. I'm a better teacher than I ever was. Because I'm more compassionate, right? I'm using my heart. You know, I'm not that director. You know, I meet these kids where they are and just bring them a little bit every day. And I see that they're responding to me. I think my students, my little first and second graders, must have been afraid of Miss A. You know, I was just That's what I was taught. I was taught by nuns that hell and fury thing. And I'm so grateful I'm not that person anymore. And I can't wait to hear about your spiritual awakenings and experiences. And with that, I just pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing through your time tonight. We will now open the meeting for questions or for 3-minute shares. As this is a big book study, sharing and questions should relate specifically to the chapter and step being studied this week. We ask you to accept this guideline in order to keep our meeting on track. If you would like to share or ask a question, please raise your virtual hand, which is under reactions, or *9 if you're on the phone. I will call the raised hands in order, and the Zoom host will ask you to unmute when it's your turn. Leslie, would you please set a timer for 3 minutes for each share and announce when time is up? If the speaker has asked a question, please allow 3 minutes for the answer. All right, and I think we are ready to get into sharing. We got some hands up, and we'll go with Leslie. Can you kick us off?
I raised my hand after the other four people.
It's Jim. She looks first, but it's Chanel.
Yeah, Chanel. Sorry, Jim. I just would feel better if it went to Chanel first.
Chanel, go ahead.
Well, hi there. And I am Chanel. I am a grateful compulsive eater. I get to live in recovery today purely by the grace of God. And Anne, I want to thank you for coming tonight. There's so many people who told me, I wish I could be there tonight and I can't. I hope it's recorded. And I'm so grateful that it's recorded so they can hear your share. They're here with you in spirit. Anyway, you have been one of my mentors. You've never been my sponsor, but you've been one of my mentors in this program. You've always had what I want. And it's not just that you're gorgeous. It's that you're gorgeous inside. It's spirit pouring out of you. You truly pour out the spirit of love, the spirit of hope, the spirit of grace. That's you. And I've gotten to see you on other meetings and hear you on a meeting that we go to in the morning, sometimes at the same time, because you're East Coast, sometimes you're on the earlier one. But if anybody wants to know what that is, that's Vision. But just to see you and know that you're there is such a comfort for me. It's always been a comfort because when I first came in, which was now 14 months ago, I was such a mess and I could barely stay abstinent. It was horrific. And, you know, my sponsor went through quickly with me, but I could barely stay. It was just like tooth and nail. And so when I would hear the message of hope that you shared, okay, or just seeing you was comforting. I'd stay on the Q&A for another meeting and I'd ask questions, and you were one of the people who was kind enough to answer those questions, particularly when I started sponsoring and I was so terrified. And just you've always been incredibly patient with me, and I've never felt foolish with you, and that's easy for me to feel because I'm so self-centered and selfish, and then the ego, and just always kind. I don't have a question. I just wanted to thank you for always being there. With that, I will pass. Thank you for sharing tonight.
Thank you so much, Chanel.
Thanks, Chanel. And next, we'll go to Kimberly.
Hey there. I'm Kimberly. I'm a compulsive eater, anorexic, and bulimic. And Anne, thank you so, so much for your share tonight. And I really related to a lot of it. My spiritual experience is a slow one. It's a very, very slow one. I've been abstinent by the grace of God, which I consider a miracle, since July of last year. And I am currently working steps 9 and 10. And it wasn't until recently that I actually felt okay. Like I was struggling. I was calling my sponsor regularly saying, there is something wrong with me, and just sobbing. And it's only been within the last couple of weeks that I actually feel a spiritual experience happening. And what that looks like for me is that I can think. Like my brain is starting to work again. And I was so malnutritioned over the summer that my brain was not thinking. I would stand up and faint. And that's not happening anymore. And every time I stand up and that doesn't happen, I feel like I'm having a spiritual experience. And it's just unbelievable. And when I can answer questions honestly, like I had to see a doctor today, or when my husband says, where is this? And I can honestly say, I didn't touch it. Like that's a spiritual experience. You know, not to say that like everything is, you know, rainbows and butterflies, but I was mad at people that were having a rainbows and butterflies experience. And I was on the phone with my sponsor saying, I'm not going to meetings anymore. I can't hear about this. I don't want to hear that people are happy. I am not happy. And she kept saying, Kimberly, just keep working the steps, just keep working the steps. But when the doctor validated to me today that my brain is finally starting to work again, I literally almost cried, and I can cry even thinking about it, because I couldn't figure out how to drive over the summer. I was driving down the wrong way, and it was, I couldn't figure out the simplest of tasks, and I would have to rely on my daughter a lot. And so anyway, you just talking a lot about a spiritual experience tonight just gives me so much hope to continue to climb and strive for that. So thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. And next up we have Veronica.
Okay. Thank you, Jim, for moderating tonight. And Anne, I love you.
I love you.
And I am just going to piggyback on all the beautiful things that have been said about you by someone else. And I echo those same things. The heart always reveals the truth. And I feel that you're living in your heart, and it's demonstrated through the way you speak, the way you behave. And it's not that you're an angel, because none of us are without a lot of other feelings, but you know, I feel that, and it's not to say that there's anything bad about you. My intention by saying that is to mean that we're human. And I loved hearing some of this story. It was wonderful. Speaking now for myself, I can say that I had a spiritual experience, a true spiritual experience, about 30 years ago when I was very young. And over the years, and at that time, I was deeply involved in a very metaphysical spiritual program. And I had been in OA, and I wasn't wearing the weight at that time. And I still didn't get the program, but I got the spiritual experience. And I started to believe that there was a God after that, because there's no way that I had that spiritual experience and what resulted from that was not real. I knew for sure it was real. All of the things that I had learned as a child about a punitive God just disappeared, and I saw this being of this essence, whatever you want to call it, of pure love. And that's what I believe God is, and that's what I believe that you were talking about tonight, Anne. So now I feel that as time has gone on and in my recovery, that I've had several awakenings. And you know, I mean, I could go on and on about the different perceptual changes that have occurred just by me understanding one day that I was agnostic when it came to the food that was a big shock to me, because I really thought that I was really very well versed in things that had to do with food, you know, eating, and that it was all my fault, and everything that had happened to me was just was something I was going to keep trying. And I hear the beautiful sound that I'm over, but anyway, another time. And thank you for that. I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. And next up, we have Meredith B.
Hey, everybody. I'm Meredith B. I'm recovered in Nashville, Tennessee. I haven't been on a Wednesday night to this meeting in a while, so it's really great to be here. And you are a miracle. I don't even know you, but I can tell. When you were talking about your daughter, man, that really hit home with me. And it really was my whole life. I was so miserable that everything, like, that was my lens. You're talking about a new pair of glasses. And I just, if I look at it like that, it's like seeing everything through a dirty lens. And I have a son who, he's 19, and I pined for this kid. I mean, we tried for years to get pregnant, and I wanted him more than anything. And all I could do was criticize him and see what he was doing wrong and point that out. And I just got so full of rage. In fact, I can only say this now because I'm recovered, but when he was a toddler, and this kid was perfect, I'm telling you, he was the perfect child, and adorable to boot. I was screaming at him because he wouldn't get in the bathtub. And he was like so tiny. He was 2, maybe 3. And he looked up at me with tears streaming down his face. He said, "Mom, you're scaring me." And that's pretty bad. But it wasn't enough for me to get help, even. I was, you know, wallowed in that, and I justified it like against a toddler. But I can say that to a room full of people now, because I'm not who that person was anymore. It stings now when I think about it, but it gets easier and easier, because I know that I'm loved way more than that. And I just didn't know my worth back then. And certainly didn't know his. And that is a testament to recovery in these rooms. I'll call you and finish what else I was going to say. Thank you, Anne. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing, Meredith. And we will now stop the recording for unrecorded questions or shares.